zu tall.
Hello everyone. My name is Daniel Toure. But fun fact, my full name is Daniel Mohamed Toure. So my middle name is actually Mohamed. It was a Muslim name. Named after my grandpa, which I never met. So but today I would like to tell you how I came to know my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I wasn't born in a Christian home or like knew any Christian friend. I grew up with Christian parents, but I live with most of our family were Muslim, so that was like most of my influence came from that. Our old village was Muslim, so it's only like two families that were Christian. That's like 0.5%. It's like zebra with a lion. It's like lions and zebras, a pack of lions with one zebra. My father was a Christian at the time, even though my mom and dad's family were like Muslims, and they were like Islam, and most of the time, all I knew was about Islam instead of Christianity. When I was young, my whole life revolved around going to school, and the things that I learned at school were different to what my dad would teach me about God. At school, it's like that. When you come home, it's like this. So everything was like upside down. Every morning, our family would get up and do devotions. But even though for me, my mind wasn't focused on God or eternal things, I was like focusing on the world and worldly stuff. I was like into the world, going, doing stuff with friends. I wasn't focusing on the character of God or His holiness. I started focusing on what can please me. Everything is about me. What I do to make me happy. I started rebelling against my parents. I don't listen to them. And sometimes, you know, African parents will smack their kids. And the Bible says pride goeth before destruction. And you know, I started feeling alone even though I was still with friends. I was alone. It was like I was missing something in my life. The first time I had the gospel message preached about eternal life was from my dad. He preached on from 1 Corinthians 6:20. It says, "For you are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirits, which are of God." And he said, "Did you not know that you were bought with a price? Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit." That's the key to everything. Glorifying God with my body and with my life. I was like, wow, how could someone whom I did not know sacrifice his body and his blood to save a sinner like me from going to hell? That message convicted me to give my life to Christ and start living for Him and glorifying Him. I realized that the fact that I'm a sinner and I'm going to hell if I don't repent and receive Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. At the end of the message, I said to my dad that I want to receive Christ in my life and start living for Him and be more like Christ. He shared with me about the Bible and says about what the Bible says about sin. The fact that I'm a sinner and in need of God's grace, the penalty of sin, which is death, and how Christ died for my sins to save me from going to hell. I pray to God to forgive me of my sin and receive the free gift of salvation. I was really young at that time, maybe around eight. So I accepted Christ in my life and asked God to help me with my spiritual life. I started reading the Bible and I started to understand bit by bit. My dad inspired me to live something greater than myself. I stopped relying on my own strength and started relying on the power that God has provided for me, the Holy Spirit. On Sundays, when I was saved, on Sundays, we usually invite people from our village, but they usually like ignore us because they're like, we are worshiping, worshiping Jesus. They think that, oh, He's not the Son of God, He's this. It's because they were Muslims. So I began to have a change in attitude. I started doing worldly stuff and started reading God's word every day and trying to understand it, because I knew, I always knew that God is always there to help me understand the Bible. Before I came to Australia around 2007, my family converts to Islam, because mostly everyone in the village is Muslim, so I was in a struggle of which religion to follow. My dad forces us, the whole family, to go to mosque to pray, even though I did not like it. I was forced to learn about the Quran and pray daily, or no food, or else he would smack me. I was lost on the choice I had to make about my life, because I was forced to believe in a religion I did not want to follow. And it was like a struggle between which one to follow. Then I started having questioning my salvation. Am I really saved? And then I came to Australia, still did not go to church, because I was told to do whatever my uncle does. And my uncle is a Muslim, so I have to go to mosque again. But even though he was a Muslim, didn't go to mosque, he only goes there for Ramadan and pray. I got bored of going to mosque and listening and learning the language I don't even speak. So I started searching for my significance and realized that I got nothing. I should give my life to Christ, and that my significance and power come from God, from the God of the Bible. So I made up my mind after 5 years of going to mosque and learning nothing that I need God in my life again. I prayed to God and said, God, I'm spiritually dead, and if you don't resurrect me, there is no hope for me. God heard my prayer and answered it, because he is a God that answers our prayer. So I started coming to Connell Park in 2014, started reading my Bible again. I realized that God is always there for me when I want him in my life, and he calls me to glorify him. I always remember that my relationship with God and the Bible brings everything to balance. That's my testimony of salvation.
Blessing for us to hear your testimony. A long journey for a young man. And praise the Lord for what he's done and continues to do in your life. I have one question for you. Are you trusting in Jesus Christ and in him alone for your salvation?
Yes.
On the basis of your testimony, your profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit.
Hi everyone. So my name is Jennifer Fernandez. I've been coming to Condo Park all my life. I was born and raised in a Christian home, and I came to believe on the Lord at the age of 6 when I prayed the prayer of salvation with my mom because I was afraid of going to hell. I repeated the prayer after her, and I thought that I was saved, and so I went on with my life. However, throughout my years of Christian schooling, of primary through to year 9, I had continual doubts of my salvation. These doubts only seemed to increase as I changed schools. These changes in environment had taken a toll in my relationship with the Lord and had caused me to turn away from him. My sinful nature had also caused me to reconsider if the Lord had truly saved me. But unlike us, God is unwavering and constant. I am the Lord, I change not. Malachi 3:6. It was not until the 26th of April this year that I was really convicted of my sins. I surrendered myself to the Lord wholeheartedly with faith, for not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Titus 3:5. I am reassured of my salvation through the word of God, for John 5:24 says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath everlasting life, and shall not come into condemnation, but is passed from death unto life." And 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Now I wish to obey the Lord in getting baptized and follow him all the days of my life.
Thank you, Jennifer, for sharing us your testimony of the Lord's done in your life. It's quite warm in here. There we go. Is it okay? Yeah. I have one question to ask. Are you trusting in Jesus Christ and in him alone for your salvation?
Yes.
On the basis of your profession of faith, your testimony about Jesus Christ, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Good evening. For those who don't know who I am, my name is Andrew Santoso. I was born into a Christian family. My parents and siblings were all saved by the time I was born. I went to this church and its usual Friday night ministries, Sparks and Awana, the Sunday school and the Sunday services. I had heard all the Bible stories there was to know. But on a Wednesday evening in 2007, after I had my piano lessons, I was learning my Sparks section for the week, and as I was memorizing it out loud, my mum asked me if I understood what I was memorizing. And as a 7-year-old child, I never really thought about it. She went on to explain the meaning of the verse and how it applied to me. After some time of explaining, she then went on to lead me onto Christ, how that everyone is born a sinner, which included me. Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. And that because of my sin life, I was separated from God. 2 Thessalonians 1:9. Who shall be punished with everlasting destruction from the presence of the Lord and from the glory of his power. Thankfully, God had a plan for sinners like me from the beginning of time. He would send his Son to take away the sins of the world. John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And John 1:29b, Behold the Lamb of God, which take away the sins of the world. And because of Jesus taking my place on the cross and how he shed his blood, rising up again 3 days later, I could simply believe and ask for forgiveness. Romans 10:9, If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God had raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Once that was explained and understood, my mom led me in a prayer in which I confessed my sins and believed on Jesus Christ. After that day, I was told I was happier than usual. However, from that day forward, I did not seek to have a closer relation with Jesus. I took my salvation for granted. This type of living went on for several years until the camp hosted by Camps Abroad in 2014. Through the preaching of Pastor Alan Mitchell and the one-on-one sessions with Gus, who was my camp leader, I was made aware of my lack of relation with Jesus. When we returned from camp, I had a desire to reevaluate the way I was living for Christ. I made the effort to read my Bible and pray more often. However, I would be lying if I said I managed to keep it up every day. There have been some days or sometimes weeks where I didn't read or pray, and there have been other times where reading and praying has been no problem. This journey of becoming more like Christ is one that does not come overnight and one that does not finish. Baptism has nothing to do with salvation. My salvation came when I accepted the free gift sent by God back on that day in 2007. Baptism is my public declaration that I'm dead to self, symbolic of submersion of the water and rising up. But obeying God's command of baptism, I'm obliged to follow the rest. Thank you.
Your testimony, Andrew. It's a blessing to hear about the various influences in your life, and thank you for sharing that with us. I have one question. Are you trusting in Jesus Christ and in him alone for your salvation?
Yes, I am.
On the basis of your profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thanks for coming. This is my testimony. Hi, my name is Juan Fernandez, and I come from a Christian family. I went to a Christian school and memorized the Word of God as part of a curriculum. When I was about 7, I made a profession of faith. One afternoon, I came home from school after hearing the pastor's devotion, and I asked my mom, how could I see and trust Jesus? My mom showed me from the Word of God, Romans 3:23. For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. The Word of God showed me that I'm a sinner because I disobeyed my parents and God many times. I wasn't friendly and I didn't care about God. I used to stick to my old habits and I was a disobedient child. Romans 6:23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. I saw my need to get saved. Romans 5:8. God commanded his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. My response to God's word is Romans 10:9. If thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. I believed and trusted God and his word as my mom had shared the word of God with me. I saw my need for salvation, so I bowed my knee with my mom. She prayed first for me, and I prayed to the Lord Jesus, confessing my sins and asking him to come to my life. And from there on, the Lord has saved me. Though I struggled to walk with the Lord, I doubted of my salvation when I heard Pastor Ayub preach at chapel. He preached on the sinner's prayer, so I came home and said to mom, I don't think I did it properly. I needed a reassurance of faith when I was 15. And my mom showed me from 1 John 5:13, these things have I written unto you that ye believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and that ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. By the grace of God, I am what I am, and by his mercy I am saved. I thank God for saving me eternally, and now I want to obey him in the commandment of baptism and to walk with him faithfully until he comes.
Thank you for sharing your testimony. Again, it's a blessing for us to hear about your journey, the things that the Lord has been teaching you, the way he's been working in your life. One question. Are you trusting in Christ and him alone for your salvation?
Yes, I do.
On the basis of your profession of faith, it's my privilege to baptize you in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.